Ministering is easy when you know Jesus affects everything. Sometimes, when people picture having a Jesus conversation with someone else, they think it needs to look like a Bible study or traditional witnessing. Actually, you could be talking about any given subject with someone and still be talking about Jesus. The more you mature in your knowledge of Jesus, the more you realize that Jesus fixed every problem, provided every solution, and changed how we relate to every single thing in this world or outside of it. Jesus' finished work is so complete, there is not a single area of life that it does not touch. When you get to know Jesus, you will see everything differently, no matter what it is. You see everything in life from a completely different perspective. For instance, when it comes to mundane conversations, there is nothing quite so mundane as talking about the weather, or so they say. People use that as a cliche for a boring conversation, just shooting the breeze about the weather. But when you really know what you have in Christ, you can't even talk about the weather the same. Even the weather is under your authority in Christ. I was at a park with someone one time and the clouds started rolling in. They said, "Well, knowing our luck today, it will probably rain." And I said, "Knowing how blessed we are, it will probably just pass and the sun will come out." That's ministry. I didn't have to pull them aside. I didn't give them a tract. I didn't even have to make a big deal about it. I just smiled and reminded them how blessed we are. I know that I have influence over the weather, as much as Jesus had influence over that fig tree in Matthew 21 verse 19. It turned out, it started sprinkling for a minute and then stopped. We had no more rain that day, but that's totally beside the point. The point is our thinking. Knowing Jesus will change your mentality about things like healing, raising the dead, and godliness, but there's nothing in life that Jesus' work didn't touch. He came and redeemed us from everything in this age, Galatians 1 verse 4. He literally recreated our spirits within us to be in the likeness of heaven now, Hebrews 12 verse 23. That changes how you relate to everything around you. You could be having a discussion with another parent about your kids, and Jesus did something about that. While they complain about their kids, you know that yours are sanctified and blessed, because you're blessed and they belong to you, 1 Corinthians 7 verse 14, Psalms 112 verse 2, Deuteronomy 28 verse 4. You could be discussing food, and Jesus did something about that. While people joke about how they can't resist eating the wrong thing and the adverse effects it has on their body, you don't need to relate to that, being free as you are. While we should eat the right thing to help our bodies as we grow, you can talk about the kind of health that exceeds even what you eat, so that even consuming deadly things doesn't harm us, Mark 16 verse 18. You could be discussing this life in general, and while they express how much joy and sentiment they have for things in this earth, you can express the sentiment you have for the things of heaven in you, Colossians 3 verses 1 to 2. While people laugh about age, you can laugh about youth. While people talk about hurt, you can talk about health. While people carry on about how broke or rich they are in this world, you can carry on about how rich you are in the kingdom, which adds all things to you. It doesn't matter what it is. Discussions about anything, from the weather, to fixing a leaky pipe, to doing dishes in the evening, Jesus changes it all. When you're someone that has authority over the universe, knows the future by the mind of Christ, has a God who works all things out for your good, and an unseen river flowing from you that gives you life and makes you glad, it tends to change your perspective on how you operate in this world. The cross has application to everything. The reason witnessing is so hard for your average Christian is because many think that Jesus only affects their forgiveness of sins and eternity in heaven or hell. When you're talking about food, parenting, or the weather, how exactly do you segue into talking about their eternal fate? It's not always easy. And the only reason it's not easy is because they don't see any direct correlation between the cross and the subject at hand. So, bringing the cross up in conversation is usually a hard pivot rather than a natural response. But you don't even have to change the subject to bring up the cross. Whatever it is, Jesus did something about it. Try to find something that Jesus' work didn't affect. You simply can't. You show me a circumstance, and I'll show you how Jesus touched it. There is no detail, no miscellaneous category, that the work of the cross did not affect. That drastically changes how you have conversations. The witnessing opportunities just come to you, when, no matter what someone says, Jesus did something about it. There's good news to offer everyone for anything they're going through, but you have to know it to speak it. If you find yourself carrying on from the same perspective as the world, it's because there's something that Jesus did that you simply haven't learned yet. Rest assured, no matter the area, Jesus definitely did something about it. And if you're willing to learn, he's happy to show you every bit of it. If this article from Reform Church blessed you, share this with someone else. And visit reformchurch.com for more Jesus-centered teaching.